Luxie Shuckers Radio Network. The Luxie Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connect the Sausage, Pafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican East, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Well, as Jimmy Buffett once said, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that 5 o'clock is about to be in Biloxi, Mississippi. We welcome you inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. It is Margaritaville night at the yard. The Shuckers are wearing specialty-themed Margaritaville jerseys in honor of the late, great Jimmy Buffett, a Mississippi Gulf Coast native, as the Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits get ready to do battle for the final time in the 2024 regular season. The Shuckers hope it's not the final time they see the Biscuits, though. If the Shuckers do reach the playoffs, they will be hosting the Biscuits in Game 1 of the playoffs on Tuesday, September 17th, in Round 1 of the Southern League playoffs. Shuckers enter today a game and a half up for the wild card spot, a game and a half back of the division title. They're at 30-25 in the second half, 60-62 on the year, while the Biscuits enter today 72-53 on the year, 32-24 in the second half. The Shuckers yesterday got a big-time win, and they got a big-time pitching performance from the one and only Nate Peterson, who's making his 13th start of the year. He had struggled a little bit this year in Biloxi, but that was not the case last night. Six shutout innings. It was his longest start since early April against the Chattanooga Lookouts. He walked one, struck out six, and ends the month of August as one of the best pitchers in the Southern League. A sub-2 ERA in the month, spread across six appearances and three starts. Shuckers also got some big-time moments from a couple different players in the starting lineup. Ernesto Martinez extended his hit streak to 9 in a row, now has 7 extra base hits over his last 9 games, with a 2-run homer to right center. And Connor Scott continued what has been a massive week for him. He had a 2-RBI double, part of a 4-run third inning for the Shuckers. Entering today, Connor Scott in this series is 4-for-12. 3 of his 4 hits have gone for a double. Eric Brown Jr. also his second consecutive multi-hit night as we head into the series finale. Shuckers and Biscuits, as the Shuckers send the lefty Adam Seminaris to the hill and the Biscuits send the righty Sean Hundley. We'll take a break when we come back. It is time for today's pregame interview, and as always on Sundays, it is the Community Corner, where we sit down with Shuckers Community Relations Manager David Blackwell to discuss about a big time last night for the Biloxi Shuckers with their Keesler Appreciation Night that included a very special Gold Star Families celebration. And all comes your way next before first pitch at 5:05 on Margaritaville Night on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thirsty Thursday, presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper for Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a series finale. Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Final matchup for these two teams in the regular season, but the Shuckers hoping they'll face them at least a couple times more in the 2024 Southern League playoffs. Time for today's Shuckers pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Sundays, it's time for the Community Corner. We're joined by Shuckers Community Relations Manager David Blackwell. David, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Always glad to be here.
It was a really special night at the ballpark last night. The Shuckers hosted Kiesler Appreciation Night. Number of different things went into them, but a number of different servicemen and women attended the game. Really a great crowd and a great way for the Shuckers to show appreciation to the Air Force Base that is about maybe a mile away at most.
Yeah, we had over 700 people here from the base last night. They had 88 or so airmen and women coming out to help unfurl a large American flag out in center field. That was cool to be a part of. Always a great honor guard from Kiesler. We had the 81st Training Wing chaplain out to sing the national anthem. He was fantastic. Just a lot of great things going on last night. A lot of people here just very thankful that they were able to be a part of it. And I look forward to seeing how we can make 2025's version of this bigger and better.
How big of an impact does that make here in Biloxi? Because like we've talked about, it is such a tight relationship between Kiesler Air Force Base and with you and over here at the Shuckers.
Yeah, man, it's so important. I'll kind of give you a reference of, without naming names here, but I was speaking to someone very high up over at Kiesler last night, and they were talking about, they were having some conversation with some of their leadership out in Washington, and you know, they said, we've got to get more involved with the community side of partnerships and stuff like that. And they were able to say, well, we've got one for you. And I couldn't tell you how filled up with pride I was to be able to say that that was us that they were talking about. I mean, the Biloxi Shuckers coordinating things with the United States Air Force is kind of surreal. My grandfather was in the Air Force back in the day, and all I could think of last night was how much he would have enjoyed being here. And that kind of just lights a fire under me to make it as special as possible.
There was also a special ceremony pregame in honor of Gold Star families. Now, these are families that have had a service man or woman die in action, in the line of duty. Players brought out white roses alongside their either spouse or their husband. How special was that to be able to have that moment here at the ballpark and to see that connection between the players and these families who have been through so, so much over the recent years?
It's one of those moments where you just kind of hope everything just kind of falls into place. You hope everything gets real quiet and everybody in the stadium is paying attention, because these are people who literally paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, for our country. We had some of the guys, I think we had nine guys come out to walk with the families last night. And I'm going to name those guys because that's important to me. But Brock Wilkin, Nick Merkel, Russell Smith, Shane Smith, Lamar Sparks, we had Tyler Wasner, Tate Keener, Sam Carlson, and Casey Hunt all took part in that ceremony. Caleb Bowman came out and caught the first pitch to Miss Jackie. And when we were setting all this up earlier this week, or kind of finalizing everything earlier this week, Caleb and Will Childers went over there with me to Kiesler, and we had some good conversations with Holly Fisher, who oversees that program, and we were able to get an understanding of just how important it is, not to those families, but to the people that have welcomed them in to help them process things and kind of recover and go through the hard times now that they don't have their airmen and women here.
What's the impact of that? Obviously a special moment at the ballpark, but it is so much more than that, and it extends much beyond just the field itself.
One of the things that they reminded me last night, that they try to make sure that they have the families and the rest of the team point out is to always remember and say the name of the specific service member that has passed. You want to honor them, but you want to keep that memory alive as well. Again, they have paid that ultimate sacrifice, so it's important not only just to recognize them, but to honor them with our respect and hold them in the dignity that they deserve to be held in. And so they were just really touched. I saw so many tears on the faces of the families that were out there. Of course, we presented each with a white rose, just as symbolic recognition. And I know it meant a lot to them. And I know we'll be doing that the Saturday before Memorial Day next year. And so we're looking forward to that happening again.
What's it been like having so many airmen and women come out to the ballpark, whether it's everyone from Colonel Billy Pope to just regular Air Service airmen and women coming out to the ballpark, enjoying the baseball game, but also enjoying just being out here in the community and alongside the Shuckers, them going over to Keyes Air Force Base and taking part in everything that they do over there, because it is a lot.
It's been so much that we've tried to set up to do for this year. There's so much that we haven't done yet. I mean, there are things that we've still got another Heart of a Shucker donation this next weekend, next homestand, and we've really tried to invest in these lives of these military members. And it's not just hey, come out to the game and, you know, eat some good food, have a good time. It's, hey, man, how are things in your life? How are things going? Making sure that they understand that we not only appreciate what they've done, but care about them as people as well. So, very humbly, I'll say this, we've made tremendous strides in growing those relationships this year, and really looking forward to doing more and more with them. We were setting up meetings, coffee meetings, in a couple of weeks to talk about next year's stuff, and it really lights a fire under me to make these things happen.
David, appreciate the time as always. Real special night last night. Appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thanks, David.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Biscuits coming your way next.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
We welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for first pitch between the Montgomery Biscuits and Biloxi Shuckers at Keyser Federal Park. It is Margaritaville night in the yard with a 5:05 first pitch because it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that somewhere is Biloxi, Mississippi. Shuckers wearing specialty jerseys tonight. But before we go any further, with it officially being 5 o'clock, time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
We welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Jay McBlake alongside you as we get set for first pitch. The final 5 o'clock start for the Shuckers on a Sunday in the regular season. After today, just 2 weeks remaining to go as the Shuckers tonight take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Shuckers a game and a half up for the wild card in the South Division, a game and a half back of the Biscuits for the division lead, including today the Shuckers 14 games remaining. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. It is a rematch of Tuesday's starting pitching matchup. It's the lefty Adam Seminaris who goes for the Shuckers. 1-5 with a 5.51 ERA. Today, his 22nd appearance and 7th start of the season. 63 1/3 innings on the hill, 19 walks, 69 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .296 against him. On the other side of things, it's the righty Sean Hundley who goes for the Biscuits. He's been a star for the Biscuits this year. 6-3 with a 1.79 ERA. Today, his 28th appearance and 9th start of the season. He's gone 65 1/3 innings, 11 walks, 45 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting .208 against him. Biscuits starting lineup signed by first-year Biscuits manager Kevin Bowles and built by Renova Roofing. In the leadoff spot, it's Drew Baker. Trey Morgan bats second. Tanner Murray bats third. Xavier Isaac bats in the cleanup spot. Matthew Etzel bats fifth. Willie Vasquez is in the sixth spot. And 7-8-9, Mason Auer, Ricardo Genovis, and Jalen Battles. For the Shuckers, Dylan O'Reilly's in the leadoff spot after he tallied his 60th stolen base of the year last night between High A Wisconsin and Double A Biloxi. It's a lineup also built by Renova Roofing, and it's East Arian Miller in the two spot. Brock Wolken back in the lineup for the first time since Thursday. He bats third. In the cleanup spot, it's the red-hot Ernesto Martinez Jr. Eric Brown Jr. follows him. He has 4 hits in the last 2 nights. Connor Scott bats in the sixth spot. He's also been scorching hot. 4 hits over his last 3 games. And the lineup rounds out Lamar Sparks, Nick Cale, and Ethan Murray. It is Margaritaville night at the ballpark. Should be a fun atmosphere. Should be a great night for the Biloxi Shuckers in game 124 of 136. And the Shuckers trying to ensure that entering the final 2 weeks of the season, they'll be at least a game and a half up for the wild card spot. Comes your way next right here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
The 3-2 pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Ryan slam. Brock Wilkin. And it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires the first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires the first. Bovey the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCN.
Eager comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove. Strike three, and it's five in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Happy Sunday and welcome to Biloxi, Mississippi. A gorgeous night for baseball as the Biloxi Shuckers are in game 124 of 126. A game and a half up for the wild card in the South Division and a chance to split the series with the Montgomery Biscuits. Javik Blake alongside you as we come to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Shuckers 30-25 in the second half. 60-62 overall. The Biscuits 32-24 on the season in the second half. They are at 72-53 overall. Lefty Adam Seminaris gets to the start for the Shuckers, 1-5 with a 5.51 ERA coming off a start on Tuesday where he went 4 2/3 innings for the Shuckers. Today is his 22nd appearance and 7th start of the season. 63 1/3 innings, 19 walks, 69 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .296 against him. It is a Biscuits lineup today that is without Chandler Simpson at the top of the order. It is without Carson Williams in the order as well, and Dominic Keegan also getting a day off. Those three guys have terrorized the Shuckers all week long. Drew Baker's in the leadoff spot. Trey Morgan bats second. Tanner Murray is in the three spot. Xavier Isaac bats fourth in the five spot. It is Matthew Etzel. Willie Vasquez bats sixth. Mason Auer bats behind him. And the lineup rounds out with Ricardo Genovis and Jalen Battles. Adam Seminaris finals his final warm-up pitch home. We're about to get going on a Sunday evening. It is, again, a gorgeous night for baseball. 83 degrees and partly cloudy. The wind at the moment is silent. Been up to 10 miles an hour in from right. We're ready to get going. Sunday afternoon baseball, Biloxi Shuckers, Montgomery Biscuits, game 124, and it starts right about now. First pitch of the day is rolled towards short. Brown, the shortstop, corrals it, fires to first, one pitch, one out, and we're off and running. First pitch tonight at 5:08 p.m. Central Time. And it brings up the lefty, Trey Morgan. Eric Brown Jr. commands short tonight. At third, it's Brock Wilkin back in the lineup for the first time since Thursday. Ethan Murray is at second. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. And the outfield from left to right, Connor Scott, Dylan O'Ray, and Lamar Sparks. Lefty Seminaris delivers. Morgan takes off the outside corner for ball one. Seminaris, sinker, cutter, changeup, slider, and the curveball is his five-pitch mix. The 1-0 pitch, Morgan takes low. A sinker at 88, and the count goes to 2-0. Morgan had about as good of a first week in Double-A as you could have last week. It's been a little bit different this time around. 2-0 pitch, dribbled foul at the plate, and the count goes to 2-1. Entering today, hitting .323 with a .405 OBP. Just 2-for-15 this week. 3 walks and 4 strikeouts. Lefty Seminaris works third base side of the rubber. He comes home. It's a called strike two. Sinker on the outside corner at 89. Shuckers today wearing specialty Margaritaville-themed uniforms on Margaritaville Night to honor Jimmy Buffett. It's got a beach design on the front with Shuckers written across the chest. 2-2 pitch. Morgan rolls it off Seminaris' mitt. It spirals towards short. Brown backhands it, keeps it in the infield. Morgan reaches.
Checkers training staff stays in the dugout. It didn't look like he got Seminars on the wrist. It just tipped off his glove. And Tanner Morgan, Trey Morgan reaches, and up comes the righty Tanner Murray. One on, one out. We're scoreless in the top of the first inning. Checkers jerseys tonight might just be some of the best they've worn all season. It's got a whole beach scene on the front. It's got the Biloxi Lighthouse on the back. And a big old shark right in the middle. Seminars fires. Morgan slips on a way to second. It's a called strike one, and Morgan goes back to first. Morgan took his first step towards second and slipped, and that cost him pretty much all of his momentum. Counts at no balls and a strike to Murray. 283 hitter this year, 59 driven in. That's a team high. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Meanwhile, the Biscuits wearing their alternate uniforms. A navy blue base with Biscuits on the front, but in sort of a digital camo with brown and white and yellow. Same thing with the number on the back. 1-1 pitch. Chopped foul, third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Just underway here in Biloxi. Seminars checks over to first, and Morgan's back in time. Seminars stares in, gets the sign from his catcher, Nick Cale. Now the 1-2 pitch. Lifted out to left. Scott in on it. Stays up just enough, and he catches it chest high. Murray lines out. Now two away for the lefty, Xavier Isaac. Isaac hitting an even 200 this year. Two homers, 11 driven in, and a 323 OBP. Two out, one on. We're scoreless in the top of the first inning. Isaac plants his left foot on the very back of the left-handed box. Seminars delivers. Isaac takes a strike, top of the zone. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Isaac enters today 2-for-14 in the series with 9 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and drives it towards left center. It tails away from O'Ray over towards Scott, but O'Ray on the run makes the catch, and that ends the inning. He'll lead things off for the Checkers in the bottom of the first. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base as we sail on to the bottom of the first on Margaritaville night. We're back after this in the Checkers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Checkers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And the good times roll into the bottom of the first here in Biloxi. Javis Blake alongside you. Sean Hundley, the right-handed arm, gets the start against the Shuckers. Hundley 6-3 with a 1.79 ERA. Today his 28th appearance and ninth start. 65 and a third innings, 11 walks, 45 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 208 against him. Shuckers lineup starts off with the lefty Dylan O'Ray. Darian Miller bats second. Brock Wilkins in the three spot. And Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats in the cleanup spot. Biscuits went scoreless in the top of the first inning. Shuckers rocking their Margaritaville night uniforms. Some of the best unis they've worn all year long. Up for the first time. The pitch is a called strike at the top of the zone. A sinker at 89. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Hundley has been dominant this year for the Biscuits in a couple of different roles. The 0-1 pitch. O'Ray takes off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. He does not throw hard. That is the biggest thing for Hundley. Guy relies on a lot of movement. 1-1 pitch. Chopped right side of the infield. Jalen battles. The second baseman has it. Fires to first, and it's just in time. Retires O'Ray for the out. Brings up the left-handed hitting Darian Miller. One out, nobody on. We're in the bottom of the first inning. The first pitch is a called strike one, a sinker at 90 miles an hour. The pitch rolled. Two hops, first base side to the second baseman, battles. He has it, fires to Morgan at first. And it's two away now for Brock Wilkin. Trey Morgan occupies first tonight. Jalen Battles occupies second. Tanner Murray's at short. Willie Vasquez is at third. Outfield from left to right. Drew Baker, Matthew Edsel, and Mason Auer with Ricardo Genovese behind the plate. Wilkin digs in. He's hitting 207 this season. The pitch is a called strike, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Wilkin hitting 207 this year, team high 15 homers. The pitch, babbled back. Just gets under a sinker at 89, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Time's called. And there's a divot right behind home plate. Home plate umpire Trey Jester plays the role as assistant to the assistant groundskeeper and pads it in. No balls, two strikes, two away. Hundley delivers. Wilkin breaks his bat and flares at first base side. Morgan in on it, in a foul territory, dives, and comes up with it. What a play from Trey Morgan on a dive in front of the Shuckers dugout. And that ends the inning. And Trey Morgan leaves his fingerprints all over the bottom of the first. Shuckers go down in order. We go to the second. We're scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
After a couple of great defensive plays on both sides in the first inning, we go to the second. We're scoreless. Lefty Matthew Edsel leads off against the lefty Adam Seminaris. And the left-handed starter for the Shuckers fires. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Seminaris worked around a single in the first for a scoreless frame. The 1-0 pitch. Check swing. Doesn't matter. It's called strike and a slider at 77. And the count evens 1-1. Edsel this year hitting .238, 6 homers and 20 driven in. Seminaris steals home. Edsel takes low and away. And the count goes to 2-2. It is a picture-perfect September afternoon in Biloxi. 83 degrees and partly cloudy at first pitch. A lot of those clouds have started to move away. Bright blue sky above the ballpark at the moment. The 2-1 pitch. Chopped off Edsel's front foot and rolls all the way to the second baseman, Ethan Murray. The count evens 2-2. It is fitting for the Shuckers, though. A gorgeous night for baseball on Margaritaville night at the ballpark. Shuckers honoring the late, great Jimmy Buffett, who was born in Pascagoula, Mississippi, not too far from where we are right now in Biloxi. The 2-2 pitch. Edsel drives it foul. Out of play in the third base side. And the count stays at 2-2. Shuckers, because of that, wearing specialty uniforms tonight. Just a big old beach scene on them. It's absolutely terrific. 2-2 pitch misses away. And the count goes full. 3-2. Nobody out. Seminaris fires. Edsel takes just off the outside corner. Sinker at 90 miles an hour. Edsel draws a walk to lead off the inning, and it brings up the righty Willie Vasquez. Vasquez bats from the right side against the lefty. Seminaris delivers. Now foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 0-2. Vasquez hitting .209 this year, the .260 OBP, and he's had a terrific series. 6-for-12. During the series, he's hit for a cycle. Homer, double, triple, and five driven in. The 0-1 pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses low. Kale blacks it up towards the right-handed batter's box, and the count evens 2-1. The count goes to 2-1. Check over to first. Edsel's back in time. This is a Biscuits team that certainly knows how to run. 13 of 18 this series on stolen bases. The end of the month of August with 51, most in the Southern League, tied for the second most in all of AA. They're one of just three teams with at least 50 in the month. The 2-1 pitch. Vasquez fisted foul into the seats, first base side. And the count evens 2-2. Seminara stares at first. Now comes home. Vasquez rolls it off the mound. It takes a hop. Eats up Murray. Hits off his thigh and deflects towards first. Everybody's safe. It's a single for Vasquez. And now two on with nobody out for Mason Auer. Seminara's ended up on his backside on the hill. Checkers head athletic trainer Andrew Steeling right now standing in the very top step of the dugout. That ball took a wicked hop off the mound. Off the bat at 105 miles an hour. And it got Murray right up in the upper thigh, right near his stomach. And the Biscuits have a runner in scoring position for the first time tonight. 2-1, nobody out. Everybody's okay. Staling's off that top step of the dugout. And the righty Mason Auer digs in against the lefty Adam Seminaris. Seminaris delivers. Spins off a slider, and it's called strike one. Auer sitting 183 this season with a 254 OBP. The lefty comes set at the belt. Now the 1-0 pitch. Fouled back. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Vasquez at first. Etzel's at second. We're scoreless in the top of the second. Seminaris delivers. Rolled weakly to second. Murray has it. Tap second for one. The throw to first is in time, and it's a double play. That was way easier for Murray that time. Off the bat at 83, avoided the mound, rolled right to him. And the 4-3 double play. White's Vasquez off the board. Now two away with the runner on third for the righty, Ricardo Genovis. Genovese hitting 254 this year. Five homers, 12 driven in. Scoreless in the top of the second. Seminaris delivers. Genovese takes off the inside corner for ball one. Seminaris delivers. Lifted down the left field line. Scott's after it. And it takes two hops and smacks off the wall. Ensel jogs home. Genovis is in a second. And he slides in with an RBI double. Throws cut off the back of the infield by Brown. Genovis drives in his 13th of the year. And it's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. By the way, that double play is brought to you by the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from the beaches, casinos, and the ballpark. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. Biscuits tally the first run of the game. It's the earliest anyone scored in a game since Thursday when the Biscuits scored in the top of the first inning. Jalen Battles is up from the right side. The pitch. It is a called strike. Sinker on the outside corner at 89. And Seminaris jumps ahead. Battles 4-for-8 this series. Brian has averaged up to 232 this season with a 301 OBP. Seminaris delivers. Battles takes a strike at the very top of the zone. Sinker at 89. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Battles takes off the inside corner. Kale blocks it up. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. That was the cutter at 83 from Seminaris. The 1-2 pitch. Misses up and in.
Sinker at 89, and the count evens 2-2. Genovis is off second. 1-0 Biscuits at the top of the second inning. Seminars delivers. Battles, drives it foul ball. First base side and out of play, and we'll do it again. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Seminars comes set again in a 2-2 count. He fires home. Battles takes just up and in. Sinker at 89, and the count goes full. Seminars after a 12-pitch first inning, about to fire home his 24th pitch of the second. He delivers to Battles. It's roped right side of the infield by Murray at second and into right for a base hit. Genovis rounds third and comes home. Sparks picks it up, holds it for a moment, then fires it in towards second. There was no chance to get Genovis. Battles, an RBI single, makes it 2-0 Biscuits. The ball wasn't hit exceptionally hard, and that's why by the time it got to Sparks, Genovis was already halfway home from third. Shuckers' bullpen starts to get moving. Two out, one on. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead. Ready, Drew Baker up. Seminars fires. Baker swings and misses. Slider at 78. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Well, Ben Metzinger has a mask and a glove. Will Childers has his glove to protect whoever is getting ready to warm up. Nobody's appeared yet on the hill. The 0-1 pitch. Misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Checkers bullpen coach Paul Mueller starts to walk down to that bullpen as well. Battles is off first. The 1-1 pitch. It's lifted out to deep right center, down to left center. Oh, right back on it. It drops into the alleyway for a base hit. He cuts it up towards the warning track. Battles rounds third and comes home. Murray cuts it off the back of the infield. Baker's in a second with a deep RBI double to left center, and it's three straight RBI hits for the Biscuits. They lead it 3-0. And James Meeker has grabbed a baseball and started to get warm. Three runs on four hits in the inning for the Biscuits. And that brings out Checkers pitching coach Will Shearholz. It's hard not to look at the scoreboard this early, especially this late in the season. Checkers enter today a game and a half up on the Embrays for the wild card spot, a game and a half back of the Biscuits for the division title. The Checkers can get in one of two ways, either winning the division or just finishing ahead of Mississippi and Pensacola in the standings. The Biscuits have already clinched the playoff spot. They were first half champions in the South Division. And Checkers pitching coach Will Shearholz has delivered his message and walks back to the Checkers dugout. But the big one right now, bottom five, M-Braves lead Pensacola 5-2. After today, the Checkers 13 to go in the regular season. The M-Braves 12. Six of those matchups will be against the Checkers. Two out, runner on second. Lefty-lefty matchup with Morgan at the plate. The pitch. He rolls it up the middle. Brown to his left, grabs it behind second, fires to first. And Morgan grounds out to short to end the inning. But three runs off four hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and it's 3-0 Biscuits on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Checkers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We end at the bottom of the second inning. Shuckers down 3-0 against the Montgomery Biscuits in the series finale. Righty Sean Hundley faces the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. First pitch is driven out towards center. Edsel, the center fielder, charges in on it. Sunglasses on, makes the catch. And Martinez is retired. It was an 8-pitch first inning for Hundley. And it takes all of one pitch here in the second inning to record an out. Righty Eric Brown Jr. digs in. Biscuits got all three of their runs in the top of the inning. Three runs off of four hits. Hundley delivers. It's a called strike at the knees, a sinker at 88. Though Hundley tonight, what he's done has been exactly his MO all season long. The 0-1 pitch. Broken bat flare out behind second. Battles is there. And Brown's retired for the second out. Hundley is not a guy who's going to throw 95-plus. He's not even a guy who's going to throw 93-plus. He's not going to blow you away with this stuff. But what he's going to do is he's going to mix and match, use a four-pitch arsenal, sinker, slider, changeup, curveball, to really get you off your feet. And he induces a ton of weak contact. Pitch to Connor Scott is a called strike one. It's a sinker at 89. Scott this year hitting .221, four homers and 29 driven in. Two out, nobody on in the second. And the righty Hundley delivers. Scott checks his swing, goes around, a late swing on an 85-mile-an-hour slider. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Scott digs in. Now the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and that ends the inning. A 6-pitch frame and a 1-2-3 inning from Hundley. Strikes out Scott on the sinker. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the third. 3-0 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Jersey, Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Way into the third inning. Checkers trailed by a 3-0 score against the Montgomery Biscuits. Javik Blake back alongside you. Righty Tanner Murray digs in. First pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner, and we're off and running. Murray hitting 283 this year, 0-for-1 on the day. Well, it's a left back in the first. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. It has been two very opposite days for Hundley, the starter for the Biscuits, and Seminars, the starter for the Shuckers. Hundley, in two innings, has thrown just 14 pitches. Seminars here in the third, about to throw his 42nd of the day. The 1-1 pitch, served out to the left. Scott to his left on the run. It's by him, and it bounds down towards the warning track. O'Ray, the center fielder, cuts it off. And Murray jogs in a second with a double. That was a bit of a weird play. The ball took a really weird carom. It got by Scott, and instead of taking kind of a rocket hop out towards the wall, it was off the bat at 103. It kind of deadened and fell into the grass and took a short little hop towards the warning track. It's the sixth hit of the day for the Biscuits, the third different double they've hit tonight. It's a 3-0 Biscuits lead. Runner on second, nobody out. Seminaris delivers. Lefty Isaac takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Isaac 0-for-1 today. Went to center back in the first. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Checkers trail it by a 3-0 score. Seminars come set. Now the 1-1 pitch. Isaac rolls it right side of the infield. Murray down to a knee at second, grabs it back to his feet. He fires to first, and Isaac's retired for the second out. Murray moves to third with one away. The lefty Matthew Etzel digs in. Reminder, fans, you can join in on tonight's broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight, and we'll say hello. Checkers bring the infield in, down 3-0 in the top of the third. Seminars delivers to Etzel. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Etzel drew a walk back in the second. Came around to score as part of the three-run inning. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and bloops it out towards left. Scott's in on it, and it's down for a base hit. Murray scores. Scott overruns it, now grabs it. Etzel rounds first with an RBI single, his 21st RBI of the year, and it's 4-0 Biscuits. Four runs on seven hits in the first 2 1/3 innings today for the Biscuits. Ready, Willie Vasquez digs in. Man on, one away. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chases a curveball low at 82. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch. lifted deep to left, and it takes a hop off the wall. Ansel rounds second and heads to third. Scott retrieves it and fires to second. The tag is not in time, and Vasquez escapes to second with a double. Ansel to third, Vasquez to second. It's the fourth double of the day for the Biscuits. Already up 4-0 in the third inning. And with one away, the righty Mason Hour comes up. That was off Vasquez's bat at 107 miles an hour. And it brings up Mason Hour. Shackers bring the infield in again. The pitch. Hour takes low and the count goes to 1-0. Biscuits yesterday were held to just one run after scoring 29 in the first four of the series. Here on the Sunday series finale, we're in the third and they've already scored four runs. The pitch. Lifted down the right field line. Sparks is after it. It tails towards the line and it drops in for a base hit. Ansel scores. Vasquez to third. It's an RBI single for Hour. And it's 5-0 Biscuits. It's Hour's 21st RBI of the year. Five runs on nine hits for the Biscuits. And there's just one away in the third inning. Brings up the righty Ricardo Genovis. Nick Cale calls time and walks out to the mound to talk to Seminaris. Seminaris takes a walk off the back of the mound as Cale walks back behind the plate. Five runs on nine hits for the Biscuits. They had four hits in the second. They've tallied four here in the third. Vasquez is at third. Hours at first. One away now for the righty Genovis, who doubled down the left field line in the second. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The sinker at 87. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Slider at 81, and the count evens 1-1. Eight of the nine in the order today have recorded a hit for the Biscuits. Cleanup man Xavier Isaac, the only one who has yet to record a hit. Seminaris comes set. Now the pitch. Genovis drives it out to right. Sparks is back on it. Turns around towards the warning track. Vasquez ready to tag from third. Sparks makes the catch. Vasquez tags and scores, throws into second. It's a sack fly from Genovis. And it's a 6-0 Biscuits lead. Hour stays put at first. It's Genovis' 14th RBI of the year. Biscuits have struck for six runs on nine hits before the end of the third inning. Hour's off first. Seminaris checks over to first. And Hour's back in time. Over in Pensacola, M Braves up 5-2 on the Blue Wahoos in the top of the sixth. Checkers enter today a game and a half up on the M Braves for the wild card spot. Pitch, Hour off to second. It's nubbed into the Checkers dugout. Rattles around. Count goes to no balls and a strike. No balls, one strike, two away. Seminaris delivers. lifted out to deep right center. Sparks and O'Ray back on it. Sparks calls him off, and he makes the catch. Three runs, four hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through two and a half, and the Biscuits lead it 6-0. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Lamar Sparks leads it off for the Shuckers against the righty Sean Hundley. It's a 6-0 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers. The righty Hundley delivers. The righty Sparks drives it out towards center. Ansel, the center fielder, jogs back on it. The sunglasses on, he sticks up his mitt and he makes the catch. Sparks is retired for the first out. That is now seven straight retired by Hundley to start his day, and he's done it on 15 pitches. He's been effective tonight. Biscuits have scored six runs for him on nine hits. As the righty Nick Kale now digs in. One out, nobody on. 6-0 Biscuits in the bottom of the third. The pitch. Kale takes a strike at the knees. It's a sinker at 88. Hundley delivers. Kale taking all the way, takes a sinker off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers right now, the more they can drive up that pitch count from Hundley, the better. 1-1 pitch, slider misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Entering today, the Shuckers had scored just one run off Hundley all year long, six appearances and five starts. 2-1 pitch, tip back to the screen, and the count evens 2-2. Hundley against the Shuckers, a .47 ERA. An opponent's hitting 197 against him. Now Kale calls time and steps out. Hundley delivers. Kale takes a slider away, and the count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch is smacked foul, first base side and out of play. We'll do it again. The foul ball brought to you by Class Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Class Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.classdoctor.com. The seventh pitch of the AB comes home. It misses inside, and it gets Kale in the ribcage. That's how the Shuckers get their first base runner of the night. Brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Murray's in the ninth spot in the Shuckers' order, hitting 181 on the season with a 281 OBP. Shuckers down 6-0 with a man on and one away in the bottom of the third. the pitch. And it's called strike one on the inside corner, a sinker at 87. Biscuits infield shifts towards third, battles at second, almost right behind the bag. The pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. It's a slider at 84 from Hundley. Murray took a big rip at it. No balls, two strikes, one away. Hundley comes set. Now the pitch. Murray takes a cold strike three. Sinker at the knees at 89. And now two away for Dylan O'Ray at the top of the order. O'Ray hit digging from the left side against the righty Hundley. Two out, one on. We're in the bottom of the third inning. It's a 6-0 Biscuits lead. The pitch. O'Ray drives it towards center, but right to Matthew Etzel. He's back on it, and he makes the catch. Etzel retires O'Ray, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the fourth. Biscuits lead it 6-0 over the Checkers on the Checkers radio.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Checkers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We're off to the top of the fourth inning, and Adam Seminaris is back to work. Shuckers trail at 6-0 against the Montgomery Biscuits. Series finale on a Labor Day weekend. Lefty Seminaris fires one home to the righty Drew Baker. This is up, and the count goes to 1-0. Baker today 1-for-2 with an RBI double. That was back in the second inning. 1-0 pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Seminaris. Out of the windup comes home. It's rocketed through the right side and then a right for a base hit. It's a multi-hit day for Baker. Sparks fires it in. And it is the 10th hit of the night for the Biscuits. Leadoff man gets on for the lefty, Trey Morgan. Morgan today 1-for-2 with a single back in the first inning. Checkers bullpen starts to move around again. Seminaris fires. Morgan swings and misses. Takes a big rip at a 77-mile-an-hour changeup. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Runner off to second. Morgan lifts it foul. Third base side. Wilkins over towards the tarp. And it's out of play, and it rattles off a couple of seats. Count goes to no balls and two strikes, and Baker will have to wait to get another chance to try and get his 40th stolen base of the year. That's his second, turns back to first. Check back to first. It's a big leap back from Baker. Martinez is tagged just a little bit late. Counter, no balls and two strikes with one away. The 0-2 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. James Meeker has started to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen for the second time tonight. He was up for the first time back in the second. The 1-2 pitch. Morgan takes off the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Morgan hits it up the middle, but it's right to Brown at short. He grabs it, takes a step forward, taps second, fires to first. It's a double play. And now two away. It's the second straight AB that Morgan's grounded out to second. Two out, nobody on, and the righty Tanner Murray now digs in. Murray tonight, 1-for-2 with a double into the alleyway in left center. It's a 6-0 Biscuits lead. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game in action in the Southern League right now. The pitch. Rocketed foul. Out of play. First base side, and the count evens 1-1. Top 7, M-Brave 6, Pensacola 2. Elsewhere, they're in a rain delay in Rocket City between the Trash Pandas and the Smokies. And the Lookouts earlier today took down the Barons by a 1-0 final. The 1-1 pitch misses inside, squeaks by Kale, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, Murray swings and misses. Slider in the dirt at 82, and the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's a 6-0 Biscuits lead, top of the fourth inning. The 2-2 pitch, lifted out to right. Sparks started back on it, now comes in on it, has plenty of time and plenty of room. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Well, a good bounce-back inning from Seminaris. Works around a leadoff single with a double play and a flyout to right. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through 3.5, and it's 6-0 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster Javik Blake here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that shape and change the game and our country, and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Darren Miller leads things off for the Shuckers as we move to the bottom of the fourth. Sean Hundley fires, and the first pitch misses off the inside corner for ball one. Javik Blake alongside you. Shuckers down 6-0 against the Biscuits. The righty Hundley delivers. Miller takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Miller's 0-1 tonight, grounded out to second back in the first. The 1-1 pitch. He has a called strike on the outside corner. Cutter at 84. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. It's a terrific crowd here on the Sunday of Labor Day weekend. Shuckers celebrating Margaritaville night. Specialty jerseys tonight as well. The 1-2 pitch. Roped down the right field line, but foul. Miller was just a bit ahead of a cutter at 85. And the count's at a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch, Miller takes away. It's a changeup at 83, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, sliced back to the screen, and the count stays at 2-2. That last pitch, Hundley's 32nd of the day. He needed all of 14 pitches to get through the first two innings. 8 pitches in the first, 6 in the second. The 2-2 pitch. Miller pops it up. Behind second, now towards short center. Murray, the shortstop, is under it. And he makes the catch. Miller's retired. Gives us a chance, 10 seconds, for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Keyser Federal Park in Biloxi. 6-0 Biscuits over the Shuckers. Hundley fires. Wilkin fouls it back, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Hundley has gone 3 1/3 innings so far, and he's held the Shuckers hitless. Brock Wilkin, though, up for the second time tonight. The 0-1 pitch, Wilkin takes away, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Six runs, 10 hits, no errors tonight for the Biscuits. The Shuckers zeros across the board. Hundley delivers. Wilkin swings and misses. Ties him up with a changeup off the inside corner. The count evens 2-2. James Meeker back and warming the Shuckers pen. He's likely ticketed to start the fifth. The 2-2 pitch. Wilkin drives it. Towards second, one hop, into battles his mitt. He spins and fires to first from short right, and it retires Wilkin for the second out. That was a smooth play by Battles at second. Stuck out his mitt, got it on a hop, quick spin, and a fire to first. Brings up the left-handed hitting Ernesto Martinez Jr. 6-0, Biscuits over the Shuckers in the bottom of the fourth. Two outs, nobody on. Martinez 0-1 today with a fly out to center. The pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner. The 0-1 pitch.
He swings and drives it foul. First base side and out of play. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Hunley out of the windup delivers. Martinez takes off the inside corner. Sinker at 89. The count goes to a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez tags it foul. Deep to left, but out of play. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. That was Hundley's 42nd pitch of the night. Already in the fourth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Slider, swing and a miss. Martinez chases it. Genovis blacks it up, slaps the tag on him, and that ends the inning.
All right, man. Let's go down and check the next section.
No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the fifth, and it's 6-0 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
We enter the fifth inning, and the Shuckers go to the bullpen. It is the righty James Meeker that enters. Shuckers down 6-0. Meeker's in for the Shuckers starter, Adam Seminars, who gives up 6 runs on 10 hits. Over 4 innings on 1 walk and no strikeouts. Throws 70 pitches. And the righty Meeker delivers home to the lefty Isaac. First pitch misses off the inside corner for ball one. Meeker makes his 7th appearance of the year here in Biloxi. He's gone 8 shutout innings, 2 walks, and 11 strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch. Isaac takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Isaac is the only guy in this Biscuits order without a hit tonight. Meeker delivers. It's a called strike. A cutter at 87. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch is a called strike at the knees. A cutter at 87. And the count evens at 2-2. Meeker, a guy who can get the Shuckers some length tonight out of this bullpen. Shuckers have a big week coming up. 7 games in 6 days starting on Tuesday. The 2-2 pitch. Isaac chops it first base side. 2 hops. Martinez gets it on his back foot. A long flip to Meeker, who's covering first, and it's in time. Isaac's retired. 1 away, and the lefty Matthew Etzel digs in. Gives us a chance to say hello to a couple of folks on the Text the Booth line. I'd like to say a big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida. Also a big hello to Joe in Sarasota tuning in tonight. Big hello to Kane and Sarah tuning in Biloxi. As with one out, nobody on the lefty, Matthew Etzel digs in. Meeker fires home, and it's fouled back. Just announced a defensive change for the Shuckers. Connor Scott is out of the game. Adam Hall is now in left field for the Shuckers. He'll slide into Scott's spot, due up second in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 0-1 pitch. Etzel takes a strike on the inside corner. Changeup at 78. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Etzel singled back in the third, walked in the second. The 0-2 pitch. Etzel tags it down the left field line. It's foul. And the count stays at 0-2. We certainly hope everything's okay with Connor Scott. Guy who has been a big part of this Shuckers lineup. Meeker fires. Etzel fouls it back. And he stays alive. By the way, on the text the booth line, we'd also like to say hello to Pop, Elsie, and Caden tuning in from Hollywood, Maryland. A big hello to Karen and Alan in Martinsville, New Jersey, rooting on their nephew, Casey Hunt. The 0-2 pitch. Etzel fouls it back, and he stays alive. And a big hello to the Wilkins tuning in from Tampa, Florida. And as always, you can join in on the text the booth line, 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Meeker delivers. Etzel hits it on one hop in a right for a base hit. Sparks picks it up. And Etzel's reached base in all three plate appearances. It's a multi-hit night. And up comes the righty, Willie Vasquez. Up in the Biscuits bullpen, it is the righty, Evan Reifert, former Brewers farmhand. Righty, Willie Vasquez digs in. A 6-0 Biscuits lead in the top of the fifth inning. Meeker delivers. Vasquez takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Etzel's single, the 11th hit of the day for the Biscuits. The 1-0 pitch. Etzel's off to second. Pitch misses inside the third to second on a hop. Deflects off Etzel's foot and into center. He speeds to third. O'Ray picks it up. It's a stolen base and an E2. It's the first error committed by Kale this season. Etzel's 14th stolen base of the year. Now runner on third with one away. And count at 1-0 on Vasquez. Shuckers bring the infield in and check that. Counts at 2 balls and no strikes. The pitch popped up down the right field line. Sparks is after it. Into the shadows. He drops it. Etzel scores. Vasquez to second. The throw is not in time. And it's a 7-0 Biscuits lead. It is a sac fly and an E9. It goes down as an RBI for Vasquez. One of the rare sacrifice plays that ends up with a runner on second. The pitch to Auer, swing and a miss, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Because of that, it is now a 7-0 Biscuits lead. It's an RBI for Vasquez's 39th of the year. Now the 0-1 pitch misses up and in, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, driven towards center. O'Ray, the center fielder, back on it. deep in the outfield. He reaches up and he makes the catch. Vasquez tags from second, heads to third. The throw and a hop. It's cut off by Brown. And now two away for the righty, Ricardo Genovis. Two out and a runner on third. Biscuits lead it 7-0. Three runs in the second, three in the third, and one here in the fifth. Genovis, 1-for-1 today with a double, a sac fly, and two driven in. Meeker fires. It's popped foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-1 pitch. Genovis takes away. It's a slider up and away at 88. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Genovis swings and misses. Fastball at 92. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Meeker comes set. Now the pitch. Popped up. First base side and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Meeker comes set again at the belt. Now delivers. It's popped up. First base side. Kale takes the mask off, throws it back towards the plate, gets under it in front of the Checkers dugout, makes the catch. One run, one hit, two errors, and one runner left on base. We're through four and a half, and it is 7-0 Biscuits on the Checkers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Shuckers trail the Biscuits 7-0, but they're going to be happy. They have a new man to face on the mound. Freddie Evan Reinford comes in. Sean Hundley is done after four innings on the hill and four no-hit innings. No runs, no walks, three strikeouts. He throws 43 pitches. Evan Reinford, former Brewers farmhand, faces the righty Eric Brown Jr. to lead off the inning. right-hander deals. First pitch, swing and a miss, and a curveball. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Brown today 0 for 1 with a pop out to second in the second. The 0-1 pitch. Slider called strike. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Reinfer makes his 31st appearance of the year. He has a 2.14 ERA in 31 and two-thirds innings, 14 walks, and 52 strikeouts. Brown calls time and steps out. Reinfer, the 24-year-old native of Wilton, Iowa, 6'4", 215 pounds, right-hander, 24 years old. Comes set at the belt. Now the 0-2 pitch. Brown swings and misses. Curveball at 84. And now one away for the righty, Adam Hall. Hall is batting for the left-handed hitting Connor Scott. Scott exited the game at the start of the fifth inning. Hall set to make his first appearance as a batter today. Scott went 0 for 1 with a strikeout. The pitch to Hall. He swings and tips it into Genovis' mitt, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Hall on the year hitting 271 in 40 games, 381 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Hall takes away, and the count evens 1-1. Out the Shuckers bullpen, it is Tyler Wasner who has started to get warm. The 1-1 pitch, chopped up the middle, off Reifert's hip. It deflects towards short. Murray grabs it. There's no play. And Hall reaches with a single. That was off the bat at 99 miles an hour. Reifert signals that he's all okay. And it brings up the right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks. Shuckers trail at 7-0. Reifert fires. Sparks takes away. Sinker at 96. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Sparks takes a slider on the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Sparks is 0-1 tonight, brought to center back in the third inning. Righty Reifert sets. Now the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Sparks pops it foul back and out of play. Right above our heads in the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Count it. Two balls and two strikes with one out. Reifert fires. Swing and a miss. Slider at 84. And Sparks is down swinging for the second out of the inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting Nick Cale. Two out, one on. It's a 7-0 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch. Chopped third base side and foul. Now goes to no balls and a strike. Cale has yet to record an at-bat tonight. Was hit by a pitch in the third inning in his only plate appearance. Reifert comes set. Now deals. Cale swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner. And count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Hall takes his lead off first. Morgan holds him on. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner gets him swinging. Reifert works around the one out single. Three strikeouts. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We enter the sixth, 7-0 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Shuckers go back to the bullpen. James Meeker done after just an inning on the hill. And the Shuckers turn to the righty Tyler Wasner. Faces the righty Jalen Battles. The Phoenix, Arizona native delivers his first pitch of the night. And it's a called strike on the inside corner. Javik Blake alongside you. Biscuits lead it 7-0 in the series finale. And it's an important series finale for the Biloxi Shuckers. 0-1 pitch. Battles chops it towards short. Brown to his left, grabs it on two hops, quickly fires to first. It's in time. And Battles is down for the first out. Brings up the righty, Drew Baker. One out, nobody on. 7-0 Biscuits over the Shuckers. But today, a big day for the Shuckers. They enter today a game and a half up on the Mississippi Braves for the wild card spot in the Southern League South Division. Pitch to the righty, Baker. Is a called strike one in the outside corner. Fastball at 94. The Biscuits are up 7-0, and the M-Braves up 6-3 on Pensacola. They're in the late stages of that one in the Florida Panhandle. 0-1 pitch. Misses low, and the count evens 1-1. So the Shuckers, depending on how things shake out today, could be either a game and a half up on the M-Braves for that final playoff spot or be just a half game up. With 13 to go, M-Braves have 12 to go. The 1-1 pitch. Slider bounces in front of the plate and gets by Cale. Count goes to 2-2. Wasner makes his 14th appearance of the year, his 9th out of the bullpen. He has a 6.68 ERA in 31 innings, 14 walks, 43 strikeouts. The 2-1 pitch misses off the inside corner, sinker at 91, and the count goes to 3-3.
The 3-1 pitch is a called strike two on the outside corner, and the count runs full. Two pitch. Chopped up the middle. Brown to his left. It's short. And it goes by him. He almost runs into Murray. They both stay up. It's a single up the middle for Baker's third hit of the day. Brings up the lefty Trey Morgan. Morgan digs in from the left side, one on, one away. It's a 7-0 Biscuits lead in the top of the sixth. Wiesner fires. Slider misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The Shuckers right now, the only game in action around the system. The 1-0 pitch, runner off to second. Slider misses up. The third to second is high. The tag is not in time. And Baker records his 40th stolen base of the year. Count moves to 2-0. Earlier today, the big league club fell in 11 innings to the Cincinnati Reds. A 4-3 Reds winner in the finale. Brewers, though, still win the series. 2-1. 2-0 pitch. Murray takes the strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. The finals elsewhere in the system, the Carolina Mudcats fall by a 6-2 final against the Lynchburg Hillcats in the series finale. The 2-1 pitch. It's a called strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. And in high A, the Quad Cities River Bandits take down the Wisconsin Timber Antlers 15-2. Nashville and Charlotte canceled due to rain in their series finale. The 2-2 pitch. Murray takes up and away. It's a slider that slips out of Wiesner's hands. The count's full. Wiesner picks up his leg, spins around, and fakes a throw to second. Baker jogs back to the bag. The 3-2 pitch misses low. It's ball four. And after the ground out to begin the inning, each of the next two have reached. And there's runners in first and second with one away for Tanner Murray. Murray's 1-for-3 today with a double in the third. It's 7-0 Biscuits in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch. Slider misses up and in. And the count goes to 1-0. Wiesner deals. Misses up and in. Fastball at 91. And the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery is tipped foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 2-1. Freddie Wiesner delivers. Both runners go. It's fouled straight back to the top of the screen. And the count evens at 2-2. That was almost headed right in our direction in the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Instead of the double steal from Baker and Morgan, the count now evens at 2-2. And both guys jog back. Baker to second, Morgan to first.
The 2-2 pitch. Slider popped up. First base side and out of play. The count stays at 2-2. That was Wiesner's 19th pitch of the inning. He's about to throw his 20th. It's been a lengthy frame for the righty. The 2-2 pitch. Slider, called strike three in the outside corner. Murray's down looking. It's the first strikeout of the day for the Shuckers pitching staff. And now two out, two on for the lefty Xavier Isaac. Xavier Isaac digs in 0-for-3 tonight. Two on, two away. 7-0 Biscuits in the top of the sixth. Wiesner delivers. Slider tipped foul back to the screen. It got a piece of Checkers catcher Nick Kale. The count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted out towards left. Hall charges in on it. Brown's out, and it drops between them. Baker rounds third and scores. Morgan to third. Isaac reaches with an RBI single, and it's 8-0 Biscuits. It's Isaac's 12th RBI of the year. And now every single batter in this Biscuits order has recorded at least one hit tonight. Runners in the corners with two away. Up comes the lefty Matthew Edsel. He's 2-for-2 today with two singles and a walk. The pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner. And Wiesner gets ahead. It is an 8-0 Biscuits lead. They scored three in the second, three in the third, one in the fifth, and one here in the sixth inning. The 0-1 pitch. It's ruled a ball. Misses up with a slider at 82, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Edsel lifts it out to left center. O'Ray chases back on it with Hall. O'Ray reaches out, and it takes a hop into his mitt on the warning track. Morgan scores. Isaac wheels around third and comes home. Edsel's in a second with a 2-RBI double, and it's 10-0 Biscuits. Edsel, a three-hit day. And the Shuckers get their bullpen moving again. It's the righty Shane Smith who's grabbed a baseball and started to get warm. Righty Willie Vasquez digs in. Vasquez 2-for-2 today with a double and a run driven in. The pitch. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Edsel takes his lead off second. Wiesner delivers. It's rope, third base side, two hops and foul. Off the sidewall, and it deflects all the way to the wall and left. Count evens 1-1. Just a bit ahead of a sinker at 90 miles an hour. That was off the bat at 109 from Vasquez. Counts even at 1-1. The pitch spins off a curve, and it's called strike. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Wiesner delivers. It's lifted out to right. Sparks comes in on it, reaches up, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. The Biscuits strike for three more. Three runs, three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through 5.5, and the Biscuits lead it 10-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Ethan Murray digs in, 9-1 and 2 in the Shuckers order, two up in the bottom of the sixth against the righty Evan Reifert. It's a 10-0 Biscuits lead in the series finale. Reifert delivers. Murray swings and misses, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Murray swings and misses. Another slider from Reifert. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Shane Smith has started to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen, while Keyshawn Askew is getting warm in the Biscuits bullpen. Murray 0-for-1 today with a looking strikeout. The pitch. Chop third base side and foul. And we'll do it again. By the way, over in Pensacola, the M Braves lead the Blue Wahoos 8-3. They've tacked on two in the top of the ninth inning. The 0-2 pitch. Check swing. First base umpire Denver Dangerfield says Murray does not go. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Shuckers enter today a game and a half up on the M Braves for the wild card in the South Division. If all things hold, the Shuckers will enter their final 12 games of the season, or check that, 13 games of the season, with a half-game lead. Meanwhile, the M Braves have just 12 to go after today. The 1-2 pitch. Murray fouls it back. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. It is very much shaping up for the Shuckers to be a very similar situation to last year, where they were in the playoff hunt until the second-to-last day of the regular season. The 1-2 pitch misses low, and the count evens up 2-2. The Shuckers face the M Braves in the final week of the season, and the way things are trending, it's likely going to come down to that final series for who gets the playoff spot. Either the Shuckers get into the playoffs for the first time since 2019, or the M Braves will reach it in their final season ever. 2-2 pitch. Curveball misses low. He checks his swing. He does not go. Camp goes to 3-2. Still a lot of time, though, to sort out all the numbers of what has to happen that final series. But whoever wins this series does win the second half head-to-head series, which is the tiebreaker. 3-2 pitch. Slider misses low. Again, a check to first. Murray doesn't go. And he reaches first, brings up the lefty Dylan O'Reilly.
Shuckers will round out the season 7 in Rocket City, 6 at home against the M Braves. Well, the M Braves take on the Tennessee Smokies next week at home. Smokies team that's been red hot. They won 9 of their last 10 before coming to Biloxi. Pitch to O'Reilly. A sliced foul back to the screen. The count goes to no balls and a strike. O'Reilly tonight 0 for 2. Ground out to second. It'll fly out to center. The 0-1 pitch. O'Reilly fouls it back, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. O'Reilly yesterday made some Brewers minor league history, became the 16th player in Brewers minor league history to 60 or more stolen bases in a single season. First to do it while playing at least one game in AA or AAA since 1985. The 0-2 pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-2. But for O'Reilly, he's got a piece of history from yesterday's game, going to the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. O'Reilly, a kid born and raised in Sarnia, Ontario. The Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame is going to be getting his batting gloves from the game. The 1-2 pitch. O'Reilly hits it right back to right front of the mound. He grabs it, fires to Morgan at first, who tap dances around the bag and steps on it right before Murray gets there. And it is a brutal luck double play. That was off the bat at 99 miles an hour. Reifert stuck out his mitt. The ball went right to him. Murray's doubled up 1-3. And now two away with nobody on for Darian Miller. Two out, nobody on, 10-0 Biscuits in the bottom of the sixth. Reifert delivers. It's a slider and a called strike one. The 0-1 pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Miller tonight 0-2. He's grounded out to second and popped out to short. The 1-1 pitch. Miller takes a strike on the outside corner. Slider at 82. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 delivery. Check swing on a ball in the dirt. Third base umpire says he does not go. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 pitch. Miller swings and misses. A slider low at 83. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the seventh. 10-0 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Shane Smith enters for the Shuckers as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Shuckers trail the Biscuits 10-0. And the righty Smith delivers. Righty Mason Auer takes strike one. Fastball top of the zone at 93. Smith comes in for the righty Tyler Wasner, who gives up three runs on three hits in an inning. The 0-1 pitch. Auer checks his swing. It misses inside. And the count evens 1-1. Wasner walks one and also strikes out one. Throws 30 pitches. Smith out of a windup. Delivers. Swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-2. Smith makes his 27th appearance of the season with the Shuckers. It's his 11th appearance out of the bullpen. 3.15 ERA in 85 and two-thirds innings. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. We'll make it 105 strikeouts on the year for Smith. Now we're strikes out on a fastball. One away for the righty Ricardo Genovis. Biscuits lead the season series finale 10-0 over the Shuckers. Though the Shuckers have already clinched a win in the season series. They've won 16 of the first 29. The pinch to Genovis is lifted out towards left center. O'Reilly and a whole race back on it. O'Reilly deep into the alleyway, sticks up as Mitt makes the catch. Now two away for the righty Jalen Battles, but first 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Ready, Shane Smith faces the righty Jalen Battles. Two outs, nobody on in the top of the seventh. Smith delivers. Battles takes a strike on the inside corner. And we're off and running. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Two out, nobody on. Smith in his first inning on the hill in relief. He delivers. Battles chops it foul, third base side. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Smith delivers. Slider lifted out to left. Hold charges on it. Stays up just enough for him to make a running grab. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's time to stretch in Biloxi. 10-0 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper at Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
B
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Head of the bottom of the seventh. The Biscuits lead it 10-0 over the Shuckers in the season series finale. It's the 30th and final matchup between these two teams in the regular season. And the lefty Keyshawn Askew enters, faces the righty Brock Wilkin. First pitch, Wilkin swings and misses. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. And we're off and running in the bottom of the seventh. Askew was in for the righty Evan Reichert. He was brilliant in two innings of work. Gave up just one hit, one walk, and four strikeouts. The pitch. Wilkin swings and misses. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Wilkin's 0 for 2 tonight. Popped out to first, and he's grounded out to second. Back of the lineup for the first time since Thursday. Askew delivers. Wilkin takes a sweeper low, and the count goes to 1-2. Askew makes his 48th appearance of the year for the Biscuits, a 1.54 ERA in 58 and a third innings, 35 walks and 62 strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch misses away, and the count evens 2-2. By the way, they've gone final in Pensacola. M-Braves win it 9-3 over the Blue Wahoos. The 2-2 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-2. So if the Shuckers do not win tonight, they'll be a half game up on the M-Braves. Final 2 weeks, the season remaining. The 3-2 pitch, Wilkin fouls it off. Into the seats, first base side. And the count stays full. Six of the Shuckers' final 13 games will be against the M-Braves. It'll be at Keesler Federal Park when the Shuckers return back home September 10th through the 15th. Final series in the regular season. The 3-2 pitch. Wilkin pops it up behind home plate and out of play. And the count stays full. The 3-2 pitch. Wilkin takes up and away, and he reaches base for the first time tonight. Draws a walk, and it brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. By the way, we'd like to say a big hello to Jeff and Mary Smith tuning in tonight from Danvers, Massachusetts. Their son Shane just pitched the top of the seventh inning. Held the Biscuits scoreless on 9 pitches. Pitch to Martinez. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Speaking of parents, Ernesto's mom has been in town this week. The 1-0 delivery. Martinez chops it. Two hops to second. Battles has it. Goes to second for one. The throw to first on two hops is not in time. It gets by Morgan. Wilkins retired. Martinez reaches on a fielder's choice. And now one away with one on for the righty Eric Brown Jr. Well, I was just going to say, she might have to stay another couple weeks with the way Martinez has been hitting this week. He entered today 8 for 19 in the series, 3 doubles, 3 homers, and 8 driven in. He stands on first right now. The righty Brown digs in. It's a 10-0 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the seventh.
Askew delivers. And it's called strike one at the knees. Brown is 0 for 2 today. Popped out to second and struck out back in the fifth. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted towards right center. Auer and Etzel come together. Auer, the right fielder, calls off Etzel. And he makes the catch. Two away now for the righty, Adam Hall. Hall digs in very back of the right-handed box against the lefty Askew. The pitch. Roped out to left. Baker in on it. Sticks up his mitt. Makes a running catch. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the eighth. It's 10-0 Biscuits on the Checkers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
We head to the eighth inning, and Shane Smith is back on the hill for the Shuckers. The righty's into his second inning after a 1-2-3 seventh on just 9 pitches, and he faces the righty, Drew Baker. It is a 10-0 Biscuits lead as we head to the eighth. The pitch is a called strike one. Final regular season matchup between these two teams. Checkers have already clinched a win in the season series. First time they've done that since 2018. The 0-1 pitch. Baker rolls it to third. Wilkin gobbles it up knee high. Fires across the diamond. And it's just in time. It beats Baker by a half step. Now one away for the lefty, Trey Morgan. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game in action right now. The Trash Pandas and Smokies are scoreless through an inning and a half in their series finale. Shuckers went up to Rocket City to start a 7-game set starting on Tuesday. Elsewhere, finals across the league. Lookouts 1, Barons 0. The pitch from Smith is fouled back by Morgan, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. And the Embraves take down the Blue Wahoos 9-3. Get a 4-2 series win in Pensacola. The 0-1 pitch. Morgan takes low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Morgan slices it foul off the netting above the Biscuits dugout third base side. And the count goes to 1-2. Morgan today is 1-for-3 with a single and a walk.
The 1-2 pitch. Morgan chops it first base side and foul. And the count stays at a ball and two strikes. Smith out of the windup, comes home. Morgan slices it foul ball almost into the Camberwell third base side. The count stays at a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, and one away. It's a 10-0 Biscuits lead in the top of the eighth inning. Smith delivers. Slider rolled up the middle. Brown, who was left at short, grabs it behind second. Fires on the run to first. It's in time. And Morgan's retired for the second out. Shane Smith has really been a steadying force in the late innings. He's gone five up, five down. And it brings up the righty, Tanner Murray. Smith delivers. Murray takes up and in. And the count goes to 1-0. Murray's 1-for-4 tonight with a double back in the third inning. Biscuit scored 3 in the second, 3 in the third, 1 in the fifth, and 3 more in the sixth inning. The 1-0 pitch misses low. And the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch is a called strike. Fastball at 96 from Smith. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Dribbled up the third baseline and foul. Count evens 2-2. The pitch. Lifted foul, first base side and out of play. The count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Murray ropes it down the left field line. It's a fair ball and it rolls all the way into the corner. Ball chases after it. Murray chugs in a second with a double. It's the 15th hit of the day for the Biscuits. It's Murray's second double of the night. Now a runner on second with two away for the lefty, Xavier Isaac. That was off Murray's bat at 104. And the lefty, Isaac, digs in. Not only 15 hits today for the Biscuits, but 6 doubles. They've not hit a homer. It's been 6 doubles and 9 singles. Total up there, 15 hits. They lead it 10-0. Smith delivers. Isaac swings and misses. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. It's a fastball in the outside corner at 94. The 0-1 pitch. That's a called strike two at the knees. And Smith works ahead, wins the race to 2 strikes. Count goes to 0-2. Smith comes set. And the 0-2 pitch. Just misses Lohman inside at 95. And the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes.
Somebody broke the floor, the work about it.
The 1-2 pitch. Fouled back, and we'll do it one more time. Murray's off second. It is a 10-0 Biscuits lead in the top of the eighth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Slider chopped first base side. It is foul. And the count stays at 1-2. That just topped over the bank foul. The 1-2 pitch misses up and in, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, Isaac hits it first base side, foul again, and the at bat continues. We're on to an eighth pitch in this plate appearance. Smith has already thrown 30 pitches. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Gets him to cut and miss on a curveball low, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 7.5. And it's 10-0 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hi, this is Joe Arald. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Paul Gervais steps onto the rubber for the Shuckers, or against the Shuckers. Check that in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's a 10-0 Biscuits lead, and he fingers home to the righty, Lamar Sparks. First pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Gervais comes in for the lefty Keyshawn Askew, who goes just an inning. No hits, no runs, one walk, no strikeouts. And Askew throws just 13 pitches. The 1-0 pitch. Sparks drives it out towards center. Etzel is back on it. Still on the run, out the warning track, looks up and takes one hop off the wall. Sparks rounds second and puts on the brakes. Etzel quickly fires it in. It's a leadoff double for Sparks, and the Shuckers have a runner in scoring position. That was off Sparks' bat at 103 miles an hour. Brings up the righty, Nick Cale.
Number 10, number 5, Nick Cale.
brings up Nick Kill. By the way, in the bullpen for the Shuckers is Ben Metzinger. Gervais delivers. Kill takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Metzinger would be set to make his second pitching appearance of the year with the Shuckers. Has the best career ERA out of anyone in baseball history. It's at 0. The 1-0 delivery is a called strike, and the count evens 1-1. Metzinger would be a position player pitching in the ninth to help save some arms in the Shuckers bullpen before they play 16 innings on Tuesday. They have to resume and complete a suspended game against Racket City and then play 7 innings in Game 2. The 1-1 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. The way it'll work on Tuesday is they're going to resume the suspended game on August 1st, which is in the top of the first inning with 2 on, 1 out, scoreless, and the Shuckers will play as the home team. The 2-1 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Because that game started as a 9-inning game, the Shuckers and Trash Pandas will play that game to its conclusion. So they'll have to play all 9 innings. Then in Game 2, it'll be a 7-inning game that will start after Game 1 finishes up. The 3-1 pitch. Kale pops it up left side of the infield. Murray, the shortstop, stands under it, puts his hands out, now puts his hands up, and the ball goes into his glove. One away, and Ethan Murray digs in. Murray, 0-for-1 today with a strikeout and a walk. Shuckers down 10-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch to Murray is a called strike on the outside corner. The pitch is a slider that misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Sparks takes his lead off second. Shuckers trail it 10-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 1-1 pitch. Murray takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. The righty Gervais delivers. He misses low, and the count evens 2-2. By the way, Gervais makes his 33rd appearance of the year, his 11th with the Biscuits. The other 22 came with the Binghamton Rumble Ponies in the Eastern League. Between the two teams, 3.79 the ERA and 40 1/3 innings. The 2-2 pitch, fouled back, and we'll do it again. Gervais, 20 walks, 67 strikeouts, and opponents hitting just 167 against him. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at the knees at 93. And now two away for the lefty, Dylan O'Reilly. Dylan O'Reilly digs in from the left side. 0-for-3 tonight with a hard line out back to the mound in the sixth inning. Runner on second, 10-0 Biscuits in the eighth. Gervais delivers. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0.
The 2-0 pitch. O'Ray takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 94, and the count goes to 2-1. Reminder, fans, the Shuckers back home for their final homestand of the regular season starting on September 10th. They're home September 10th through September 15th every single night. The 2-1 pitch tipped into Genovis' mitt behind the plate, and the count evens 2-2. Tickets are still available. Go to BiloxiShuckers.com or visit the Keyser Federal Park box office. Final couple of opportunities to see the Shuckers in the regular season. Shuckers hoping to have a couple of home dates in the playoffs as well. The 2-2 pitch. O'Ray takes strike three on the outside corner. A fastball at 93. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. And Ben Metzinger's coming in for the top of the ninth inning. Back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
We head to the top of the ninth inning. Shane Smith is done, and in comes Ben Metzinger. The Shuckers, jack of all trades, coming in to make his second pitching appearance of the season. It is a 10-0 Biscuits lead, and his first pitch comes home to Matthew Etzel, and he rolls it foul. And it's 62 miles an hour. It's quite the mix for Metzinger. He's got the Terminator, the Eliminator, the Humiliator, and the Gravity Ball. Here's the pitch. There's the Terminator. It misses outside, and the count evens at 1-1. Metzinger has made one career pitching appearance. It was last week. Did not allow a run. The gravity ball comes home, and it's lined in right for a base hit. Etzel records his fourth hit of the day, and it brings up the righty Willie Vasquez. Ben Metzinger right now is just in to save this Shuckers bullpen. We talked about it last inning. They're going to have to play 16 innings on Tuesday against Rocket City. You want everybody and then some available. The pitch to the righty Vasquez flutters on home, and it misses out at 38 miles an hour. The pitch pops it foul behind home plate, up in our direction, and right in and out of a fan's hands. That one at 60 miles an hour, and the count evens at 1-1. The pitch. That one with a little more heat on it misses inside at 71. And the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. The 2-1 pitch flutters on home, and it's lifted out to left center, but not deep. O'Ray's under it, and he makes the catch. One away, and the righty Mason Auer digs it. Auer's 1-for-4 tonight. Though he probably hasn't faced what Metzinger's going to throw him right here. Everything flutters on home, and then he's got a little bit of juice on it, too. The pitch, driven out to left center. O'Ray is over. Now comes in on it, and he makes the catch.
How do you like this? Ben Metzinger. The Shuckers, jack of all trades. Has two away here in the top of the ninth inning. It is a 10-0 lead for the Biscuits. The Rays now face, check that, Metzinger's now face seven batters this year. The pitch, a lot of heat on it at 81. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. I think you should get a strike just for hitting 80 miles an hour. The 1-0 pitch flutters on home. What a speed mix from Metzinger. 81 to 38. The 2-0 delivery. Even slower. And it misses away. That one at 37. And the count's at 3 balls and no strikes. We've gone slow, slower, slowest, real fast. We'll see what he goes with here. The 3-0 pitch to Genovis is a called strike. That one splits the difference at 63. We'll call that one the eliminator. The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ho, ho, ho! That one at 64, and the count's full with two away. Ben Metzinger, the velo chart is wild in the ninth inning. The payoff pitch, runner off to second. It is just up. He thought he had a looking strike three. That one at 85. Again, I think it might just be a rule. If you're a position player pitching and you're touching 85, you might as well just get strike three. Genovis reaches. Edsel to second. Up comes Jalen Battles. Two on, two away. Ben Metzinger's having himself an inning. The pitch is lifted out to left center. O'Reilly's back on it, spins around. One more time, and he makes the catch. Ben Metzinger is tied for the best career ERA in baseball history with a minimum of two appearances. He's hit to a wild run. No runs, one hit, no errors, and he strands two. Covers the spread. Throws as slow as 36, as fast as 85. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers down 10-0 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. It's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
An electric pitching performance from Ben Metzinger in the top of the ninth inning. We go to the bottom half. It's a 10-0 Biscuits lead. Austin Vernon comes in to finish this one out. Shuckers, unless they have a miracle comeback in them of 11 runs, will head into the final 2 weeks of the season just a half game ahead of the Mississippi Braves for the wild card spot in the South Division. Putting six head-to-head matchups at this ballpark to end the season. Austin Vernon is in for Paul Gervais. Gervais throws 18 pitches in a scoreless eighth. The pitch to Miller to begin the ninth is lifted out to right center. Auer is back on it and right, and he makes the catch. One away, and it brings up Brock Wilkin. Gervais goes an inning, gives up one hit, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts, and throws 18 pitches. Vernon makes his 43rd appearance of the year with a 3.99 ERA, 47 and a third innings, 27 walks, 62 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 224 against him. The pitch to the righty Wilkin is a called strike one in the inside corner. The 0-1 pitch. Wilkin takes strike two. No balls, two strikes, one away. Vernon delivers. Wilkin fouls it back. And the count stays at no balls and two strikes. The pitch. Wilkin nubs it. First base side. Morgan, the first baseman, charges. Vernon covers. Morgan shuffles to Vernon. And it's in time. Wilkins retired. Checkers are down to their final out. Ernesto Martinez Jr. steps in. The pitch misses inside, gets out of the way. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, Martinez takes up and away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. The pitch, swing and a miss. The count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch misses inside, and it gets Martinez right on the back. Got him right between the middle of the 46 on his jersey. Now a man on with 2 away for the righty, Eric Brown Jr. The pitch from the righty Vernon is lifted towards short center. Battles is out from second, makes the catch, and that ends the ballgame. In the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base, and the Shuckers fall by a 10-0 final. 10 runs, 16 hits, no errors for the Biscuits, no runs, two hits, and two errors for the Shuckers. Checkers drop three of the final four in this series. Fall to 16-63 in the season, 30-26 in the second half. A half game up on the M-Braves for the wild card spot. Checkers have 13 to go. The M-Braves have 12 left in the season. Biscuits improved to 73-53 on the year, 33-24 on the season. Winning pitcher is Evan Reifer. Adam Seminaris picks up the loss in front of a real nice Sunday crowd, 2,472. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap everything up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Your final score, Biscuits 10, Checkers nothing. We're back after this.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
We welcome you inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Shuckers fall by a 10-0 final of the Montgomery Biscuits. As they drop the series, it's their first series loss against the Biscuits this season, but they finished the season 16-14 against the Biscuits. It's their first winning record in the season series against the Biscuits since 2018. The Biscuits, 10 runs, 16 hits, and no errors for the Shuckers. No runs, 2 hits, and 2 errors. Evan Reifert gets the win. He improves to 1-0. Adam Seminars, the loss, falls to 1-6. With the loss, the Shuckers fall to 60-63 on the season, 30-26 in the second half. They enter the final 13 games of the regular season, a half game ahead of the Mississippi Braves for the wild card spot in the South Division. Meanwhile, the M-Braves 12 left to play, and the two teams have 6 head-to-head matchups to round out the season at Keesler Federal Park. The Biscuits win 3 of the final 4 in this series. They're at 73-53 on the season, 33-24 in the second half. Time to take a look at today's scoring summary. The Biscuits scored 3 runs in consecutive batters in the second, RBI single. The RBI double from Ricardo Genovis in the second with 2 away, 1 out. And then an RBI single from Jalen Battles. And Drew Baker made it a 3-0 game with an RBI double to left in the second. In the third, it was an RBI single from Mason Auer, an RBI double from Louis Vasquez, and an RBI sac fly from Ricardo Genovis that made it a 6-0 lead. In the fifth, a sacrifice fly and an E9 on the same play allowed Matthew Etzel to score off a ball hit by Louis Vasquez. That made it, at the time, a 7-0 game. Then in the sixth inning, the Biscuits scored 3 more. RBI single from Xavier Isaac, 2 RBI double from Matthew Etzel in the sixth inning, and that made it a 10-0 ball game. That's your final score. Biscuits 10, Shuckers nothing. Take a break. When we come back, time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. All comes your way next on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Welcome you back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show as we wrap things up. Shuckers fall by a 10-0 final in the series finale against the Montgomery Biscuits. 10 runs, 16 hits, no errors for the Biscuits, for the Shuckers, no runs on two hits with two errors. Winning pitcher tonight is Evan Reifert. He improves to 1-0 on the season, two scoreless innings in relief. Adam Seminaris, meanwhile, gets the loss for the Shuckers. He falls to 1-6. Shuckers fall to 60-63 on the season, 30-26 in the second half. Well, the Biscuits improved to 73-53 in the season, 33-24 in the second half. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Final from earlier today, the Mississippi Braves take down the Pensacola Blue Wahoos by a 9-3 final. The M-Braves now 30-27 on the half. 61-64 on the year. They are a half game behind the Shuckers. With 12 games remaining in their schedule, Shuckers have 13 left to go. Shuckers will play 7 in Rocket City next week, then come home for 6 against the M-Braves. Well, the M-Braves will round out their home slate next week against the Tennessee Smokies. Pensacola remains 4 games behind the Shuckers for the wild card spot. They're at 64-60 on the season, 26-30 in the second half. One other final, Chattanooga gets a 1-0 win over the Birmingham Barons. The Lookouts now at 41-84 in the year, 21-35 in the second half. The Barons at 66-58 in overall, 27-31 in the second half. Bottom of the fourth inning, still in action. Rocket City leads Tennessee by a 3-0 score. Bottom of the fourth inning, Shuckers will take on Rocket City next week for a 6-game set in Huntsville. Time to take a look at the affiliated scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. At the big league level, the Crew fall 5-4 in 11 innings against the Cincinnati Reds. Finals elsewhere in the system. In Highgate, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers fall to the Quad Cities River Bandits 15-2. And single-A Carolina falls to Lynchburg by a 6-2 final. Nashville and Charlotte canceled due to rain. Shuckers back at it on Tuesday. They're going to resume their suspended game from August 4th in the top of the first inning, 2-1, one out in a scoreless game. The Shuckers will serve as the home team with first pitch at 4.05 p.m. in Rocket City on Tuesday. They will play that game to the completion of 9 innings before game two, scheduled for 7 innings, about 30 minutes after game one, again in Rocket City as part of a 7-game set. It's a 6-game set. The game in the suspended game will count as part of the Rocket City series in Biloxi in early August. But either way, the Shuckers are going to play at least 16 innings of baseball on Tuesday and will be playing 7 games in 6 days in Rocket City. First pitch again, 4:05 on Tuesday. We'll be at you with pregame, 3:45 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. That'll do it for us tonight. Final score, Biscuits 10, Shuckers nothing. We'll talk to you on Tuesday, 3:45 pregame, 4:05 first pitch. For all of us at the Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Jay McPlake saying so long. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Playoff stretch is coming to a head, and the Shuckers are going to need some wins. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Shuckers looking to kick things off on the right foot in Rocket City. We'll talk to you then. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation.